From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that he expected that President-elect Donald Trump's administration will preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
Again, that is U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter speaking Tuesday. President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday as his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats. It comes as he prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who has been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. You can listen to his speech live at voanews.com. Danish police Tuesday said it had arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in a Copenhagen suburb earlier in the day. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force and it's believed that he acted alone. Syria's government Tuesday said it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. In a foreign ministry statement carried by the state agency Sana, the statement says Syria will not leave its citizens in East Aleppo to be held hostage by terrorists and will exert every effort to liberate them. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. Rouhani, in a speech to students at Tehran University, says, America is our enemy. We have no doubt about this. The Americans want to put as much pressure on us as they can. His comments come as the Iran Sanctions Act passed the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week. After easily clearing the House of Representatives in November, President Barack Obama is expected to sign the measure into law. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses who are demanding pay raises entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of a lack of care in public hospitals, many of which are completely unstaffed. Kenyans have been directed to private clinics that are unaffordable to the majority of the population. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for the cancellation of a multi-billion-dollar Boeing contract to build the next Air Force One, calling the ballooning cost ridiculous. Trump tweeted, Boeing is building a brand new 747 Air Force One for future presidents, but costs are out of control. More than $4 billion. Cancel order. Converting a pair of 747-8 jumbo jets to the state-of-the-art luxury command centers by 2024 had been estimated to cost $3 billion when Boeing was picked for the job in January 2015. Pop diva Beyonce Tuesday led nominations for next year's Grammy Awards, but faced tough competition from fellow chart-topping artists, including Adele. Beyonce received nods in 9 categories for the music industry's biggest night, including Album of the Year for Lemonade, her look at African-American women that she intertwined with a movie. Strengthening EU-NATO cooperation is the best way to respond to doubts over the future of transatlantic NATO ties. That comes from NATO head Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday. He was speaking to NATO foreign ministers who are gathering for 2-day talks at alliance headquarters in Brussels. He says questions have been asked related to the strength of the transatlantic bond. And a Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for the kingdom's rival, Iran. They plan to appeal those death sentences. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.